navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Today, we are in part three, and really one of my favorite topics is the handling of depositions. I know many of you have been joining me in my prior series here where we've talked about, you know, catastrophic accident cases, how to litigate a personal injury case, and we've touched on preparation and conducting depositions. Today, we're going to talk about not just how to handle a deposition, because we've sort of talked about, you know, how you handle them, but what the goal is, what to do to prepare and conduct and have a successful deposition in a construction accident case. And what makes depositions in construction accident cases so important is that they really form the basis for you winning or losing your case, more so, I think, than probably many other cases. Because it's, you know, it's whether or not you're going to satisfy the elements of the statutes we talked about at the beginning of this series. And that would be the labor law section 200, labor law, which is more of the common law negligence statute. Then we have labor law section 240, subdivision 1, known as the scaffold law.